Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. For every podcast we do, we also do a live stream on our YouTube channel, Midwest Hour. The link will be in the description. Please come and just give us a subscribe and like. If you don't like the video platform, that's okay, but it'd be great to help grow the channel. You can do live chats during the podcast, which would be a lot of fun and help grow the community. Now into the episode. All right, and we are live. So, we had a lot of offseason movement. We had Aaron Rodgers signing a 4-year, $200 million
He
extension.
didn't, for the record, he hasn't signed it yet.
He hasn't signed it yet. But the deal is supposedly including 153 million guaranteed.
I think that those numbers are going to come out to be a lot different when it gets finalized. Because
Oh.
Rodgers tweeted out and said the numbers aren't final.
Watch him be more. Watch him be like 212 million.
So, like, the whole thing with that is we've dealt with this Rodgers drama for over a year now.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're re-signing him, like, I'm torn on it because, like, I agree because he's back-to-back MVP. But at the same time, it's like they traded up 2 years ago and got Jordan Love. So, like, what a waste of a pick. Like, if they trade Jordan Love, they're going to get, like, nothing for him.
Yeah, that's true. They'll probably get like a fourth rounder, if that.
At very most. Because he
And
played that one game in Kansas City with, like, 3 days of prep and stunk it up.
it was bad. It was really bad. But I mean, I guess maybe give him a team, give him an off season, let him train.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be good. I don't know. I mean, he had a decent arm talent, but
I just don't know what the Packers' game plan this year because they're this new contract for Rodgers helps. And then they gotta get Adams, who they tagged to a long-term deal. But then it's like, what do you do cap-wise? So they're gonna probably cut Za'Darius, that linebacker, because he's owed 15. But they gotta build a team to be competitive.
yeah, who knows, man?
That's my dilemma. It's like I don't think these guys win a championship in the next 4 years.
Yeah, well, they franchise tagged Devontae, obviously, right? And so
Yeah.
the offense, they still have Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon has another year development, so possibly taking over that like workhorse or running back
They
role.
just inked Aaron Jones to like a 3 or 4 year deal last year. So part of me
Yeah.
wonders, like, with AJ Dillon being up and coming, how do they deal with that? Because I thought they should have just rolled with Dillon and drafted a different running back and let Jones walk. But they
Well,
didn't.
I mean, I guess if Jones is a guy you paid, I think you keep
Yeah.
AJ Dillon. You probably give him less carries and you just run Jones into the ground, I would think. I mean, hey,
Yeah.
you paid this man, what was it, like 60 million or something like that?
Something like that,
Fucking
yeah.
make him run the ball. Like, obviously,
Yeah.
if the like efficiency and stuff isn't there, then
Well, they got
put
other
Dillon in.
problems to fill too, because like Valdez Scantling and Tanya, and they're both free agents.
Yeah, well, fucking Vondez Scantling can't even catch a ball, so.
The problem is here, I feel bad for Tanya, and I like him a lot, but he got hurt, if you remember, right? He tore his knee up
Oh,
in a
yeah.
contract year, so he won't get a full contract. He'll probably do a short-term deal somewhere.
And just do like a 2-year deal or something.
Kind of a prove it deal, so you get an
Yeah.
extension, be back at the table in a year or two.
Especially like with a knee thing. Like, I wouldn't want it to be a 1-year deal. I'd want it to be 2 just for the fact that, okay, I get that 1 year. If it's an off year, it's like, okay, well, that was just me coming back, getting my strength
Yeah.
back, learning how to run again. And then my second year, I go off and get my contract. Because he was a top tight end. Like, what was it? Not last year, the year before that. Like, touchdown wise. I don't know if he was like really
Yeah.
like a scary elite tight end, really.
And
But
he's good.
he found the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
he was on
think
my
that,
fantasy team. It was pretty cool.
yeah, if the Packers are going to do anything, right now is the time they have to do it. And they have to figure out how to do the salary cap gymnastics to pull it off because the AFC's stacked, but the NFC is kind of the weaker conference right now.
They'll figure it out.
One would hope. I mean, look at their
Well,
competition. They got the Niners and the Rams.
what is it? The Saints, they have like 18 million free now.
Maybe. Who did they cut?
I don't know. I don't know. I saw
Because
like a it
they.
was a Yahoo Sports article saying that Saints have are now in the positive for like, I think it was 18 mil. Maybe it was a little bit smaller than that, but
Their team that works the salary cap down in New Orleans, they're obviously from outside of Louisiana because they're really good.
yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there because they've done gymnastics. Like Drew Brees still has a dead cap hit this year.
And they only won one Super Bowl.
I know, but I'm just saying because they kept a competitive team around Brees in his last 3, 4 years.
I think it's because Breeze just kept getting knocked down by the powerful NFC South he had to go against every year. And that's what that, really hindered that was his then. Playoff this appearance.
This is now. The South is, like, wide open. Unless Tampa Bay gets a quarterback like Deshaun or something like that.
You know it's going to maybe the Panthers, yeah. The Panthers could. But it's probably going to be the Falcons. So and they're not.
No, the Bucs are keeping Evans and Godwin.
Yeah, but they don't have, they're going to have Kyle Trask as a quarterback?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have to go get a quarterback. Like, they can't just bridge this.
They don't really have a lot of cap space, though. That's the thing. I mean, they could maybe afford Trubisky, maybe.
Well, they went all out for Brady, which made sense because they won the Super Bowl. But
yeah.
They're kind of what I think the Rams are going to be in a year or two.
Yeah, trying to figure it. I think that they're going to have a pretty hard fall this year. Yeah. I think probably the Falcons end up winning that just because they're the only solid like team that has that a build.
And the Panthers, they're in talks. They're listening to offers on McCaffrey, and I really think he goes to Buffalo. And at that point, I really hope they do a restructure of the divisions so Buffalo can go to the north, Pittsburgh to the east. That'd be great.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that way they can fuck off and go do their thing out north.
Fuck. My mic fell.
Because the Patriots, apparently, they're trying to get Robbie Anderson for the Panthers. So they're really interested in him. McCaffrey might get traded up to Buffalo. That's like the number one place.
So the AFC East can just be the Carolina Panther all-star teams?
I guess so. The Panthers are just shit, dude. I mean, they went in on Darnold. What did they think was going to happen?
A lot of people thought it was going to be good, and
three games that looked all right.
I remember the first 3 weeks saying, like, oh, he's the Red Rifle. Maybe he'll become the Red Rocket, and he did not become the Red Rocket.
I thought maybe he'd do better because, like, Matt Rhule has a pretty different system compared to what he was running with the Jets.
Yeah, but, I mean, Sam Darnold, shit.
Well, their problem is they put too much weight on McCaffrey, so he gets hurt every year.
That too.
I don't know. The South is wide open. The East is the East. I mean, you're not going to see anybody beat Dallas, I don't think.
I don't think Dallas wins.
Who do you think wins it? Because you got Philly, you got the Commanders, and you got...
The Philly no longer have a quarterback because Jalen Hurts took him out of his Twitter bio, so he's no longer a Philadelphia Jalen Eagle.
He might get traded. I don't know what that whole situation's about. I feel like if Philly could get in on the Watson sweepstakes here, they'd do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then Watson would just be in hell in Philadelphia.
I'm just saying, like, think about it. The Eagles, the Giants, and the Commanders, none of those three are better than Dallas. And Dallas is losing some players.
Well, the Giants, let's say the Giants get a new quarterback, right?
Who are they going to get?
I mean, let's say, like, Trubisky or, like, Mariota, maybe, something like that.
Like, it's not an improvement over Jones, really.
I don't know. Jones is pretty bad.
Well, yeah, but so are the other two guys. Like, I mean, when you look at it, they might trade Barkley.
But in my personal opinion, and I have some great takes with the NFC East when it comes to this. I said the Giants were going to win last year, and they did amazing. But in my professional opinion, I think that the Commanders come out and win the NFC East their first year as the Commanders with Carson Wentz, Gibson, Scary Terry, that defensive line that had a little bit of a fall year this year is going to come back and just decimate teams because they are now a team with a name. They are the Commanders.
You're nuts, dude. You're also the same guy who put in our group chat that Cousins is a top three quarterback.
That was a joke.
Disregard all of this.
That was a joke, and he's a top three quarterback for the pure fact of Pizza Ranch commercials. You know how much money your team can make off of that sponsorship?
I'm just saying, in the North, too. The Bears are, like, throwing in the towel. The Lions are just
the Lions. Yeah.
And the Vikings are kind of in this weird transitional spot where it's like, what do we do?
Yeah, they're...
So the Packers have the North locked.
The problem with the Vikings is their offense is young, their defense is old, their quarterback is not a reliable winning quarterback.
I just think they should really tear that damn thing down. Just load up on picks.
You want to get rid of their young talent in the offense?
I'm saying look at what Seattle's going to be doing here. And I think that Seattle, for example, I think they'll keep Metcalf. Maybe keep Lockett for a year because Lockett's like 28. But when you look at like the Vikings, it's like, who do you got that's really young? You got Jefferson. Dalvin Cook's like mid to late 20s now.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not.
He's that old. He's like, he's at least 26.
He may be 26. I'll give you mid 20s.
I'm saying, like, maybe they keep Dalvin Cook and Jefferson, but, like, Thielen's over 30.
Yeah, but Thielen's going to be a lifer. He's 26.
Okay. But their defense, I mean, they have a few young pieces, but very limited.
Well, they have Hunter. Hunter's only like 28.
Yeah.
Kendricks is in his 30s, I think, though. Smith is in his 30s.
Yeah.
Pierce, I think, is in his 30s, but he's still like a... I think Pierce will be kind of like a Cameron Hayward or what was his nuts that played for the Jaguars for a bit. And that
old Calais Campbell.
Campbell, like a Calais Campbell also, where they are a dominant D-tackle late in their career.
Yeah, I just think if they tore it down and loaded up on picks, they could get so many position players. Like this year's draft, position players are stacked. I mean, you got a ton of defensive players. Receiver, they could keep Thielen and Jefferson, but Thielen's got a big contract. That's why I think that they, if they tore it down, they'd move on from him.
Well, I think he'd just take a pay cut, to be honest. I don't think that he leaves Minnesota.
I would think he would, just because he's a Minnesota guy.
I think he just retires, honestly. I don't think he wants to play anywhere else.
Yeah, but I don't know. The North just seems like the Packers have it locked down.
Yeah, I don't see the Vikings winning the North. I can see the Vikings getting a wild card spot, though.
Yeah.
And being like a top wildcard team.
Who's their new coach again?
Wasn't he like a D coordinator or something?
Because they finally made the move.
Yeah, he was like a DC for the Chargers, wasn't he?
I think so.
It's Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, he was the offensive coordinator for the Rams. That's what it was.
Oh, OC for the Rams?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought for some reason it had something to do with the Chargers.
No, I think they were looking at the D coordinator for the Chargers. But so yeah, you got the North where the Vikings are kind of hit or miss. It's like, can they get consistent? Does age catch up to them?
They had a lot of play calling issues last year.
Yeah.
So with this new head coach, we'll see how it goes. You know, it's a new head coach, so you never know. But
the NFC West is still going to be pretty tough because I think San Francisco can hang in there because they have a really solid all around team. Quarterback's their main question marks, like how's that work out? But then the Rams are going to be good. I would expect the Cardinals to be good again.
Hey, the Seahawks got Drew Lock. All right.
Yeah. I see. My whole thing with Seattle, I'm like, I'm glad they're finally doing this. The thing that pissed me off about Bobby Wagner, I was reading that he didn't even get a call from Seattle that they were cutting him.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
And he was like the best defensive player they've really ever had.
Nope.
One of, if not the.
Yep. Why like, would you call that guy? Why would you call that guy?
That's just wrong. But the fact that they finally moved on from Russell Wilson and got a ransom for him, I think is good. Because they picked up Noah Fant. He's a pretty good tight end.
Yeah.
Shelby Harris, he's a good young D lineman. Drew Lock's just a consolary quarterback. And then they got picks.
Drew Lock's just basically a placeholder for quarterback for them
pretty
for
much.
Now.
Like, he'll probably bridge the gap, kind of like Goff is in Detroit.
Yeah.
So the thing with the Cardinals is they might lose Chandler Jones.
Yeah, Chandler Jones, and I have a top free agent list. There's someone else. Christian Kirk also possibly.
That'd be a big loss for him. Like, he doesn't seem like he's like a huge player for him, but he is.
And then Zach Ertz was on his last year's contract, so I don't know if he even comes back and plays another year. But
well, like the Rams
and AJ Green.
No, AJ Green's kind of whatever, but like. He's so old now that he's not as impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Christian Kirk's still a young player. Who I think he's dominant in the slot if they can get a good number two in there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, because I don't think you want him on the outside. You still want him in the slot.
Yeah. Well, the Rams, so Von Miller said that he wants to go back there. Number two would be Denver. But it's, like, my whole question mark there is, like, yeah, he's good. But it's, like, how much do you pay this guy?
Well, he's 32. I think you give him a 3-year, probably $70 million.
Yeah, that just seems like a lot of money for
it. It is a lot of money, but there's not a lot of edge rushers that are better than him.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean, Chandler Jones is also 32.
Yeah, could you imagine Von Miller, not Von Miller, but Bobby Wagner, if he somehow got on the Rams or the Niners?
Could you imagine if Von Miller now goes to the Broncos, and then Bobby's like, yeah, that's where I want to go.
That'd be fucking killer. I'd be pissed about it because I don't like the Broncos.
But it'd be fucking cool.
Everybody around here is like, oh my god, Russell fucking Wilson. And I'm all like, all right, let's fucking
time to burn my Russell jersey.
It's all like, he is no longer a class act.
The man that played out of Wisconsin, I just don't like him anymore.
See, my whole thing is with the AFC West, it's like, what are the Raiders going to do? Do they just tear it down and trade Derek Carr? Or are they going to try to be competitive? Because he had three solid teams in that division.
I mean, all you can really do is compete. I mean, Derek Carr is still young.
He's like 30.
He's in his late 20s, isn't he?
No, I think he's like 30 or 31.
How do you spell?
I have nothing bad to say about Derek Carr. I'm just like, the Raiders, I don't think they're going to compete in that division.
Oh, he is 30, yeah. He's 30, but, you know, he'll probably play for another 8 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't really take crazy hits. I mean, he'll take a big hit here and there, but it's not like he's fucking out here like, hit me, pussy.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, when you look at the overall quarterback market, there's so much demand and such a lack of supply of good quarterbacks. I would think a team like Indianapolis would be all over that. Like, we'll give you a hole for Derek Carr.
Here's the thing, though. So, like, for the West right now, you got the Rams that give it, like, 2-3 years. They're going to fall off, right?
Yeah, they got, like, no picks on aging players.
You have the Broncos. We're putting all their eggs in the basket for this coming year, maybe next year too, right?
Well, the thing with the Broncos is they have a pretty young team. Like, I mean, when you look at their receivers, they got Tim Patrick, Sutton, and then they got Jerry Jeudy at receiver.
Yep.
And then at running back, they got two really good running backs. And their defense with the Von Miller trade, they were able to stack up their linebacking core with young linebackers. They got some decent picks out of that, which they traded. And then... They have a decent team, and it's not like they're old. I think they could compete for a while. Kansas City's the one I'm worried about falling kind of off.
I was thinking Broncos maybe 5 years. This is what I was thinking.
Like their window?
Their window, 5 years.
I could see that. If they can keep Russ in there. They never got an extension in that deal.
Yeah, but I think after this year, depending how it goes, they'll get an extension.
Yeah.
Chiefs. I don't think Patrick Mahomes misses the playoffs once in his career. I think he makes it every single year until he retires.
Maybe. It depends, like, once again, salary cap gymnastics.
I don't
even
think
how are they going to utilize his deal to make sure there's enough cap space to keep a guy like Tyreek Hill and a guy like Kelsey there? But then
they're going to utilize it by getting a better trainer to help him move around in the pocket even more to make so he doesn't get sacked.
I don't know. I just feel like they're going to have to draft really well to keep that window alive.
Yeah. I know, I get it, but I still think just looking at the talent that he has, no matter what, he'll figure it out. He'll at least get 9 to 10 wins every year.
As long as it's not week 1 through week 6 of last year when he was on my fantasy team stinking it up.
And you wanted to trade him.
Dude, I was pissed. I didn't know what was going on. That made no sense. Serious, like you look at Pat Mahomes, his entire career, he's been such a good player, and then those first 6 weeks, something was off.
It was Brittany.
Yeah.
They just got married, though.
Apparently, Brittany and his brother Jackson can't come to games anymore. He told them that.
It was a joke. He didn't actually say that, but I wish he did.
I would actually seriously have that conversation, like, "Hey,
stay
the fuck home."
Yeah, I would too. But they actually just got married in Hawaii yesterday. Well, congrats, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the Chargers, so, like, they're stacking up. But Brandon Staley, I think, will cost them.
You hate his play calling. You hate him so much.
God, well, you didn't watch no Chargers football then. Because that guy's play calling was as bad, if not worse, than Zimmer.
He plays football how I play Madden, and I respect that.
Yeah, except
fuck
Madden,
the punter.
We can win.
Fuck the punter. You don't need him.
I just don't understand that. Zach Taylor's kind of got some of that bad decision-making, too. Like, when during the Super Bowl, some of that came out. It was, like, the first quarter, and they went for it on a fourth.
Well, yeah.
It's like, what?
Well, yeah. You got to set the tone. Sean Payton kicked an onside kick starting the second half in the Super Bowl, and everyone praises him for it. If they didn't get that onside kick, you know damn well they would have fucking roasted his ass.
Oh, I know. Well, they should.
It's all about what if it works or if it doesn't work. If it works, you're a genius.
Think about the probability. You might get it 1 out of 10 times.
You just need that 1 out of 10 times.
I know, but I'm just saying. So, like, the West is stacked. The North is still going to be competitive. Pittsburgh's going to need to get a quarterback because Rudolph is not their guy.
Well, because his skull's dented in.
Yeah.
He has Rudolph. A permanent soft spot.
The Browns are just such a weird team. I feel like they're going to be like a 500 team. And the Bengals, by the way, unless they shore up that offensive line.
They're not winning the North this year.
If they fix that O-line, maybe. But if they, like, my big concern is if they don't fix that O-line, Joe Burrow could have like an Andrew Luck early retirement situation go on.
I think the Ravens come back and win the North again.
They should be more competitive this year. I mean, shit, half of their good starters were hurt last year before the season even started.
Lamar didn't play like the last five games.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, look at the injury problem they had.
I know, last year. It was bad. You give them their entire healthy team, you can't tell me they don't win like 12, 13 games.
They should. Depends on the strength of schedule, too.
Yeah, but I mean, even the games they lost, they were competitive in.
Yeah. So. No, they were competitive, don't get me wrong. But then, like, so the North, it's like the Ravens and the Bengals. I don't even consider the Browns there.
Yeah.
The Browns, and maybe they sneak up and surprise some people because Baker's going to be, like, fully healthy and he's not going to be playing with one arm.
You know, all it takes, the Steelers do a Watson trade.
That brings us back up there. In on the Russell Wilson trade, too. I'm just throwing that one out there. But it's very un-Pittsburgh Steeler-like when you look at their history to make a big deal like that.
Well, maybe they really believe in Rudolph.
I fucking hope not. I don't think they do. I think they might be realizing they don't really have a lot of options at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in their head, obviously. So on this list here, I got top 10 quarterbacks to get in the offseason, so like free agents, trades, drafts. So number one they say is Watson. That's obvious. Of the available quarterbacks, there's nobody in his wheelhouse.
Well, now that the criminal charges are gone, he just has to pay like the settlements on the civil side. But then it's like, what's the NFL gonna do? How long are they gonna suspend him for? He's gonna get suspended for something.
Give him 3 weeks in the preseason.
No, I bet they get closer to a whole year.
I don't think they do a year. People beat their wives and get a week off.
So, like, there's rules, and I get it. So, just my little mini rant here
about Ridley.
Yes. So Ridley bets $1,500. That's not even the point of the money. It's the principle of the bet. Like, he shouldn't have been betting because he knew the rule.
Yeah.
But they suspend him a whole season for that.
Yep.
Josh Gordon's been suspended multiple times for pot, but he's never been fully, like, expelled from the league, which he should have been.
Yep.
And then Ray Rice beats his wife. It's on tape, so that's kind of where his career hit the road. And, like, Adrian Peterson beat his kid with a switch.
Yeah, but the Ray Rice thing. Adrian Peterson, I understand that one. I was arguing, like, okay, well, that's, like, why the fuck would you let him come back and play that early? Ray Rice got, like, deleted from the league immediately.
Blackball, basically.
Immediately. Yeah. So they didn't have to suspend him. Like, he got 2 week suspension because he wasn't on a team anymore.
I'm just saying, those are like the two prominent, like, domestic violence ones.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, and like, I've been seeing that meme. I've been seeing that meme go around or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like the first thing you see, Ray Rice, 2 weeks after beating his wife. Like, yeah, but he also didn't play any more football the moment that happened. He got kicked out of Madden. Like, he was no longer in Madden after that.
Yeah. But there's, like, some other ones, too. Like, Greg Hardy only got, like, 4 games.
Yeah, Greg Hardy also is an MMA fighter now, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you just look at, like, the punishment for breaking that specific rule. It's just, like, are you guys drawing this up? That's my point.
I think they're literally just using him as an example is all it is.
Oh, I know. But the other thing about Calvin Ridley, he's 27.
Yeah, fucking cut him. Just cut him.
Yeah. So it's just like this guy, that might be like the end of his career. He might have like a little bit of a comeback as like a second or third receiver, but a whole year. I mean, that's
2 years. Because remember, he stopped playing last year.
Yeah.
So
It's kind of like the Plaxico Burress thing. He was like at the top of his career when they won that Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he decided to go clubbing with an unregistered gun that went off. And, he came back, he played like a season or two, but that was it. And
they actually got brought up at the gym today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody said that during the gym. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. They said that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. That whole Burris situation was some of the dumbest shit.
Oh, it was something about going to Chicago. It was like, well, don't bring your guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a no-no there.
Yeah.
New York City's in the same boat. I don't know. I like Calvin Ridley, but that was just fucking dumb.
That was dumb. The dumb decision. You're a college-educated man.
No.
Don't. He went.
How this works.
He played at Georgia, not Bama.
I thought he was a Bama guy.
No. He wasn't. Sure? Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm thinking his brother played.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
By the way, I'm just throwing this out there. All these Georgia defensive players that are in the draft.
Scary.
Jordan Davis, they're projecting in the middle of the first round that he should be a top 10 pick, but whatever.
Yep. Well, it's because his defensive line ability isn't that great, but his athleticism is just unreal.
A team like Philadelphia, who has 3 first round picks,
better choose all Georgia defensive people.
They should do everything in their fucking power to get the 3 D linemen from Georgia and just build it.
Just do that. Say fuck everything else.
Seriously, they were in the same defensive scheme that they had in Georgia. Have those D linemen and bring some vets in to surround them.
Yeah, you still have Fletcher.
Yeah. I'm just saying they'd be pretty murderous, especially if it comes together. If it doesn't work out, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But if it works out,
if it doesn't work, yeah, it's whatever. You just wasted 3 first round picks. But
I know. But I'm just saying, like, could you imagine?
It'd be an interesting case study, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think Jordan Davis is going to be the steal of this draft.
Probably.
Like, Hutchinson's really good. Not discounting him at all. He'll probably be the number one if so. He is the consensus number one pick. But he might fall to number 2.
Yeah, because number 1, they don't want a D lineman. They want the O tackle out of Bama.
Yeah, Evan Neal. But the Jags are also trying to trade out of that pick. Which makes sense. They could get a haul.
Supposedly, the Falcons are supposed to get Thibodeau. That I would love that.
Yeah. Well, Hutchinson, like, my whole thing is Detroit should do everything in their power to get that guy.
Just the amount of money that they'll make.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the guy's a Michigan born and raised guy, played at the University of Michigan, and he wants to play for Detroit. No one ever says that.
No one wants to play for Detroit.
Yeah. So, like, this guy, if he went to Detroit, he'd be just a marketing gold mine, and I think he's going to be a hell of a player.
Yeah. It'd be a win-win for them for sure.
Yeah. So,
on this list of quarterbacks as well, I have Jameis Winston down here at number 2. And then as a free agent, Marcus Mariota, number 3 as a free agent. And then Mitchell Trubisky at number 4 as a free agent. I think that's a fair ranking of those three. I mean, of those three, the only one that was a starter was Jameis. He got an ACL tear, but Jameis isn't a runner anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal.
My whole thing with Jameis Winston is it's like with the Saints, what are they going to do? Because you do not move forward with Taysom Hill at quarterback. Just you don't do it.
I think you have to sign Jameis again.
A 1 year or a 2 year?
I think he negotiates a 2 year, I think.
Yeah, maybe with a player option after the first year.
Yeah, I think that's what he does for sure, because
it would make the most sense.
He had a really good, like, season with them, and he'll get Michael Thomas back too. So,
two things on that. One, I think a lot of Jameis Winston's success was due to Sean Payton, who's no longer there. In his coaching, right?
Okay.
But number 2, it's like Michael Thomas. How in the hell have we not heard what's going on with this guy? I thought for sure that he'd be traded.
You just keep your head down and wait for the offseason to get done, I guess. I don't know, man.
He didn't play all last year. It's just like
he had an ankle injury. Right? It was an ankle.
But it's just like, it seems weird to me, and they're paying him a lot of money.
He's a wide receiver, so he's automatically a diva, so.
I would automatically think that they trade him and a contender would be trying to get him.
For, like, a fifth-round pick. Yeah, I don't know why.
He'd go for, like, a second.
I hate trades in real life. It's so stupid. Because Madden does not reflect a real-life trade at all. And you can only do 3 slots on trades, which is just stupid. I should be able to trade 32 players for a single player if I want to. Yeah. All right.
On 2K, man, it's like you can do 6 players a team and a 3-way deal.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun to fuck with, not going to lie.
It's ridiculous. And they have the Trade Finder, which I think is the best tool, and Madden definitely needs that.
Madden has the trade block, but it's so far off.
Here's the trade block. We want to get rid of our third string running back, and we would like a second round pick.
Yeah, or it's like, hey, I want to trade Deshaun Watson. They're like, we'll give you 2 seconds.
If you get that, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't know.
And I mean, like with Mariota, he didn't really play with, and he was with Raiders. He had, what, 1 or 2 games where he played?
Yeah, and I think John Gruden was really high on him before the emails came out.
And then you got Trubisky, who played, what, 1 game last year, and now everyone's like, he's a $10 million quarterback. We know how bad he
played. I just think, like, when you look at his track record compared to the rest of the quarterbacks available right now, he did make a Pro Bowl that 1 year in Chicago. I do think Matt Nagy's whole philosophy on the play calling and the fact that he wasn't a fan of that pick in the first place hindered his success in Chicago.
But he still gave him
a year. He has a year under Josh Allen with the Bills. So I think those things help him. I think that's why he'll get overpaid.
I see
that the scarcity of quarterbacks. That's the biggest part of it.
That's the biggest one. I think he still gets crashing. I think he still crashes and burns wherever he goes.
See, that's the problem though, because like he'll go to a team that's really quarterback needy that might not have a lot of other things figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say the Texans, for example, all the Davis Mills, I think is who they're going to run with temporarily.
Dougie Doug.
I just think, like, if he goes to a team like that, it's going to be like, oh my God, this guy sucks, but he's going to have nothing around him.
Yeah, but Jared Goff did that with Detroit, and people gave him the benefit of the doubt, even though everyone thought Jared Goff sucked.
That's another one. I thought for sure the Lions would be like, fuck it, we're going to offload Goff here. But For what? Some picks. Like, some mid, like day two picks.
Day three.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, with the quarterback scarcity, the fact that we saw Carson Wentz get traded for 2/3, Goff is in the same caliber. I mean, and he has a big salary like Wentz, because the Rams signed that extension.
Yeah.
In Detroit, there's no way that they're looking at the long-term plans and saying Jared Goff is our guy.
Okay, well, their long-term plan is, let's just try to make a team.
Pretty much.
But a lot of their starters shouldn't be backups, so.
Yeah. Well, they got a really solid O-line. They got some younger players in there, so. I'd like to see Detroit actually become competitive at some point in my life.
Nope. Never gonna happen. How
bad the city is, man. Like, the Pistons are not great. The Lions are not great. The Red Wings right now are not great. The Tigers are questionable.
No, they're not great. They had Miguel Cabrera, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and just pissed his career away.
Oh, they won that one World Series, didn't they? Or they made one.
They made one for sure.
Never, I don't know if they won it.
They didn't win it, I don't think.
Because that was like 10 years ago. They had Cabrera, Fielder, Verlander, Scherzer.
And then they just traded them all away, but they're like, Cabrera, you're stuck here.
Yeah, but the Pistons, they got that young player in the draft last year, Cunningham.
Yeah.
Maybe they start turning things around.
They won't.
The Red Wings, they're like the gold standard of hockey. They were for like 20 years, so they got to get that figured out.
That one, maybe. That one can come back.
Yeah, but the Lions, though, are just...
They're shit out of luck.
It's something with ownership.
Kenny Pickett on here is number 5, and then they got Malik Willis at 6. Jimmy G, 7. They're thinking that he'll get traded out in this offseason. Matt Carroll, the Mississippi.
USC or Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
USC, whose quarterback is that?
USC? I don't know.
I thought they had a guy in the draft this year.
He's not a top 4. He might be the top 5.
Maybe. I don't know.
Number 9, they got Teddy Bridgewater on here as a free agent. And then 10, Desmond Ridder. I think Teddy... I don't know how you don't consider Teddy better than Mariota or Trubisky.
I don't know. He's been kind of like a bridge quarterback in the last couple of stops. Like, maybe New Orleans goes for him and gets him for cheaper than Winston. I don't know.
I think I would take Winston over Teddy just off of, like, what they did last year. But they were both starting quarterbacks. I would take both of them above Mariota and Trubisky.
Yeah. See, here's my other thing, by the way. Desmond Ridder, he said he's number 10 on that list.
10.
I don't think that he's going to be like this all-pro quarterback or anything, but I think if the right team gets him, it could work out.
Yeah.
He could fall to the second or third round and be a really good pickup.
I think he'll be an early second.
You think so?
So either that or a late first, just that way they get their fifth year.
Well, I think just because of the lack of good quarterbacks in the league, there's three quarterbacks that go in round one.
They're going to trade up, too. They're going to go, like, in the top five.
That'd be stupid.
It would be.
Very stupid.
It would be.
Like, Kenny Pickett,
Malik Willis. They're quarterbacks, though.
And they just don't fit the bill for me.
No, they don't, but...
Especially when next year, like if I'm a bad team right now and I need a quarterback, I almost would think part of the strategy would be let's just be fucking awful next year. The cap will probably go up again. And then we can just sign some free agents and draft Bryce Young. Call it a day.
You got a tank for him though still.
That I know what I'm saying. Like if you're like Houston, for example, it's like, okay, all we just like, we'll let Davis Mills stay in here for one more year and we're not going to give him shit. We're going to ship Brandon Cooks out. We're just going to play.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you're probably going to get Bryce Young. He could be the guy who you build around.
Could do that. Nothing wrong with that, I don't think. But that was the top 10 that I had that I found. I didn't make it. That like a top 100. I'm not going to go through all 100 of free agents, but just some like notable ones. We had the top five right here. Got Armstead, the O-tackle. Offensive tackle for the Saints. You got Von Miller. You got J.C. Jackson, the defensive back for the Patriots. Chandler Jones. Then you got Carlton Davis, who's a cornerback for the Bucks.
So just want to stop you for a second. J.C. Jackson, who I think is one of the best young cornerbacks in football.
Only 26.
He came out and was like, I want to keep playing for the Patriots. But then, you know where the fucking the roadblock here? He came out and said he wants Jalen Ramsey money. Sounds very similar to a linebacker that used to play in New England.
That no longer plays for New England.
Yeah, it was Jamie Collins. He was like, I want Von Miller money. So Bill sent him to the Browns to suffer. And then he went to the Browns and he stunk it up. And Belichick got him back on the discount. Just saying, like J.C. Jackson, he should get paid. He deserves to get paid. And that's great. It's just never going to happen in New England. But if he gets on a team like the Chargers, he'd be on a competitive team. The worst case scenario is to sign a big deal with a shitty team like Houston.
I think he takes a little bit of a pay cut to stay with a competitive team, though. If they're not willing to pay him the full amount.
It would make the most sense. As long as it's like a long-term deal, like a four-year deal.
Yeah. Also got Allen Robinson here at number 8. Devondre Campbell, we talked about him.
Yeah.
You got Christian Kirk, young 25-year-old receiver.
He'd be a good Patriot pickup just because he's young and he'll be cheaper.
Yeah, Stephen Gilmore and Quandre Diggs are also. Yeah.
See, that's so weird to me with Gilmore. The Panthers gave up a couple picks for him. They weren't like high picks or anything. They were like mid third or fourth round pick.
But Gilmore played really well for them.
Yeah, he's still a good corner. I think he'll go to a competitive team. I don't think he'll go to a basement team.
They have Bobby Wagner on there at number 19.
I think he's going to be one of the best pickups out of this.
Oh, I think so too, for sure.
Because he's still got some gas in the tank, and he brings a lot of veteran leadership.
Also, Honey Badger's on here at 20th. You got...
He's going to get paid somewhere.
Oh, he's going to get paid for sure.
Kansas City's not going to be where he's at next year.
Davion Clowney, he's on here.
How do you feel about Clowney? I've always been kind of hit or miss on that guy.
I don't know. I think he's a good top defensive end. I don't think he'll be worth the money, though.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know if he's going to be healthy or not.
My whole thing on Clowney, because I remember watching this guy after that big hit in college. Mm-hmm. He played for the Gamecocks. Mm-hmm. If that hit would have never happened, I just don't think he'd be...
He wouldn't have been first overall.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be regarded as the player that he is right now. I think that like made him and got him more spotlight than he would have ever got.
I think he just goes off of, I'm more powerful and athletic than you, so I'm going to get by you. I'm more talented than you, and I know exactly what you're going to do right here, I'm going to get around you.
See, if he was smart, he'd be trying to get a deal with a team like Cleveland again, because He played in Houston. He played beside Watt. He did really well.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, I thought him and Garrett were a really good duo on that line.
Or
he's not the number one DN you have.
Or say compliment. Say fuck it, ship his ass out to the Chargers, make him play D tackle.
Yeah, right. Chargers, I think, are gonna make some other moves that we don't know about yet. They still got some cap space to play with, and they got Herbert on a rookie deal right now.
Yep. Yeah, Gronk here and OBJ, but I believe OBJ wants to go back to the Rams.
My whole thing with Gronk is this, like, I don't know if this guy's gonna retire. Haven't heard a damn thing.
He said he wanted to go play with who? It was a young tight end.
Up in Cincy? Or is it Tennessee? One of the two.
No, I don't think it's either one of those. I can't remember. Or maybe he said he just wanted to play with Joe Burrow. Maybe he wanted to go to Cincy. Yeah, maybe that's what it
was. That might be what it is.
I thought it was young tight end, but no, yeah, it's probably that.
I just thought that he would re-retire once Brady retired this year. That was my thought.
We'll see who signs him, then me. Yeah, Derek Barnett, 25-year-old edge rusher for the Eagles. DJ Shark, he's on there too. He's only 25.
Yeah, he'd be a good pickup.
They have Jameis as 40th on here. Who else? Juju, he's 49th.
Juju is?
Yep. Fournette.
Baltimore tries to snag him. Just throwing it out there.
Juju's only 25, but Juju, I just don't... He's not fast, and I like fast receivers.
Yeah, I think Baltimore tries to sign him just as a big fuck you to Pittsburgh, to be honest with you.
Good.
And, can you imagine him complimenting Hollywood Brown? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, because you got that unreal speed, and then you just have Juju's route running.
Yeah, because you know Pittsburgh's not going to try to re-sign him. I just don't see where it even makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, they have too much wide receiver talent there right now where Juju just gets lost.
They had Johnson and Claypool, and then they got Ray McCloud, but, like...
You said Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, the receivers in the draft right now, it's pretty deep. So they'll probably just draft one.
Yeah, Cordell Patterson here, 53rd. He's 30. Vander Esch, the Cowboy linebacker, he's on here.
That's him getting to free agency makes me think that the Cowboys are going to try to get Bobby Wagner to replace him. Because Dan Quinn's the D coordinator there. He was the D coordinator in Seattle.
That wouldn't be so bad. Russell Gage is on here. He's 69th. Nice. Mitchell Trubisky's 72nd. Hightower's on here. He's 74th. He's 32, though.
Yeah.
Evan Ingram's on here. That's what I was impressed with. Evan Ingram, they're just going to let him walk.
If he went to a team like Green Bay, it would make a lot of sense.
Be really good.
Yeah.
OJ Howard also is on here.
He never got a lot of playing, though, in the last 2 years because he was hurt that 1 year and then Gronk came in.
Yep. Tanyan, Raheem Mostert, they're running back out of the Niners. Sammy Watkins. And then the 100th player is Chris Harris, cornerback out of Chargers.
Yeah, he's played for the Broncos. I bet he goes back to the Chargers. He's good enough, but he'd be a really good second or third corner in your lineup. Think it like J.C. Jackson.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see all these future moves going on here.
Yeah.
Any other big trades, potentially. Hopefully, I bet you next 2 weeks, if Watson's going to get traded with Prossy in the next 2 weeks.
It would make the most sense.
But
I just think a team... they're going to move in really quick. I think Houston's just filling all the offers right now, feeling that process out.
Yep. I think we'll probably do another episode either right before the draft or maybe just right after the draft.
Yeah.
Once all the movements are final and stuff like that. Otherwise, I mean, if you want to, we could do like next week, and I'm basically going to be busy until April, so.
Yeah. Yeah, either way, we're going to probably see some moves. There's probably going to be some other trades before Tuesday happen, because that's kind of like, that's the deadline to have all these other movements made, so you have to pay them for the next league year.
And then that's when the free agency would open up too.
Yeah, opens up on Tuesday because I believe that is the new league year because today is the 13th, going to the 14th. Yeah, Tuesday's the 15th, 4 p.m. Eastern. That opens up. I just think there's gonna be a lot of movement.
That's gonna
I think
be it.
we've seen the bulk of it, like the big names, but there's gonna be still be some other ones that happen.
Yeah, I mean, outside the top 10 for this list, I mean, there's a few names in there that
Yeah.
are some bigger names, but the rest are just kind of like good, high quality role players.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the thing with those players, like a Christian Kirk, like I was saying, he's young. He could fit a role really well, but you're gonna get him on the cheap. You're not gonna have to pay him top dollar. I think a player like him can make a big impact on some teams.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, on the bright side, by the way, with football going on, and this is all that I really have for football right now. Baseball's back. They finally got their shit figured out,
Let's
so
go.
I get to the ballpark next month.
Are they doing a full season or?
They, I think, wound up canceling like 2 weekends or 2 weeks of baseball or something like that. I'm just waiting because the Rockies, who suck, piss me off every year because they just let these good players walk for nothing. They play the Cubbies unless they're going to cancel it, and it'd be technically opening weekend now. It's like April 15th.
Yeah, but the Cubbies suck.
Yeah, so, and that's fine. The Rockies are going to be fucking awful. They let Trevor Story walk for nothing. They let John Gray walk for nothing. They
Who's
let
their third?
Arenado
Who's
last
that
year for
third
nothing.
baseman that won the MVP?
There's Arenado, and they traded him before last season. He's solid, and they got like a ham sandwich for him. It's fucking depressing.
Sounds about right.
So, but that's baseball.
Yeah, that's best. All right, well, we're here about like 45 minutes, so I think we're good to end it here.